Everybody's Wednesday is going well. Okay, let's get started. So we will cover the same topic as last week when maybe the devil didn't want us hearing what God had for us last week. So he shut our phone system down right in the middle of the call. But so let's get started. What we're going to talk about is let trials make you more like Jesus. Let trials make you more like Jesus. And our verse is James 1, 3 through 4. That verse says, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Again, that's James 1, 3 through 4. So remember we talked about we know the end of the story. We know Jesus is coming back. We know how this all ends. And when he does, he will make all things right and just. And if you're a follower of Jesus, we will spend eternity with him. You know, knowing how the story ends should change everything. You know, one of the biggest ways it affects your life is that it should motivate you to use adversity to become stronger spiritually. Remember we talked about, you know, in a sporting event, if we knew exactly what the outcome was going to be and exactly what the score was going to be going into that game, you know, people would probably play differently. People would probably act differently. And knowing how something turns out, you know, there's hardly anything in life that we know how it's going to turn out. 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, 10 years from now. We don't know those things. But what if you did? What if you knew how things were going to turn out? Well, we do know how things are going to turn out when it comes to eternity and our souls. We know that Jesus is coming back. He said he is, and everything he says is true. You know, in that verse, James says, you know, what you should do while you're on this earth waiting for Jesus. You know, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, we will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. You know, we're going to face stress. We're going to face problems, difficulties, troubles in this life. You know, in the time between now and when you die or when Christ comes back, we should use those trials to develop endurance and become more like Christ in character. I know that's easy to say and very, very hard to apply. You know, when we are enduring hardship or enduring tough times or enduring a very traumatic event in our life, the last thing we think about is how that makes us stronger. We're thinking about how to just get through it. But, you know, biblically, what God is telling us is let's try to remember to use those times of, you know, endurance, I mean, to develop our endurance, those times of problems and difficulties to develop our endurance and to be more like Christ. You know, does becoming like Christ sound impossible? Sometimes, yes. And the Bible says God can do work in us. You know, may God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole. Are you whole, like these verses say you can be, or are you fragmented? Are you put together? Are you falling apart? You know, these days we all feel like we're falling apart a little, and that's okay. You're not supposed to have it all together. You're not perfect, and you won't be while you're here on this earth. You can't change that. None of us are perfect, and we never will be. What you can do is work on getting spiritually fit in preparation for the coming of Jesus. It's important to stay physically fit and take care of your mental health, but you cannot neglect your spiritual fitness. We have to be the strongest, fastest, or healthiest when it comes to being spiritually fit. You just need to keep working on it and recognize that the trouble you face is often an opportunity to grow in your faith. We are a work in progress, but we must continually work to get better. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, turn to God's word and his promises. When it feels like you're falling apart, remember that God is still working to make you more like him, and he is still in control. In the chaos of this world, he is still in control, and he can use even the most difficult circumstances in your life for his glory. For his glory. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning. God, I know probably every single person on this call has something going on in their life. God, I just pray that we can use those times where things aren't going right to just make us better, God, to make us more like you. God, we turn our life over to you, God. It's your life, and I pray that we glorify you by how we conduct ourselves. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for this call. Thank you for allowing us to complete this call. I know last week we had trouble, and I'm thankful that we were able to complete it today, God. But I just pray that you guide us and lead us today. Help us to be the best we can be. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.